jail. He is charged with involuntary manslaughter. At this time, the investigation continues and additional arrests are possible. Anyone with information related to the crime is encouraged to call the Decatur Police Department at 424-2711, the detectives at 424-2734, or Crime Stoppers at 423-TIPS. More news coming up after Fox News on WSOY Decatur. It's 6 a.m.
It's been exactly 1 week since the polls opened in Florida. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and the sniping over the voting is continuing. Senator Bill Nelson, the Democrat who slightly trails Republican Rick Scott, says the governor's abusing his power.
He should remove himself from any role in the recount process.
It's pretty consistent for Bill Nelson. He's always confused. The governor is not responsible for recounts.
Amid the lawsuits, they're also recounting the votes in the governor's race.
And the deadline is Thursday to get that done. The lawyers here believe that margin of error is going to be under that quarter percent point, so we're actually going to have a hand recount.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins in the Broward County Elections Office. In Arizona, Democrat Kyrsten Sinema has finally won the Senate race there, narrowly beating Republican Martha McSally. A federal judge has ordered Georgia to delay certifying the final vote results in the governor's race till Friday. To review provisional ballots, Republican Brian Kemp says he won. Democrat Stacey Abrams is hoping to force a December runoff. In wildfire scorched Northern California,
an additional 13 human remains have been recovered.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honia says it's now 42 people killed, the deadliest fire in state history.
Those who made it out are telling terrifying stories of flames surrounding their cars as they fled.
Very scary. You got fire on the left, fire on the right, ash falling on you.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Paradise. More than 6,000 homes burned down. A court fight's brewing over President Trump's choice to take over for ousted Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, the state of Maryland is challenging President Trump's pick to temporarily leave the Justice Department. The New York Times reports the state will ask a federal judge for an injunction today, declaring Matthew Whitaker's appointment illegal. In a draft filing, the plaintiffs argue that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is a rightful acting attorney general. Meanwhile, Whitaker is consulting with senior ethics officials at the Justice Department about recusing himself from the Russia probe. Dave?
This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
WSOY News Time is 6:03. An Illinois House Tourism Committee will open the General Assembly's fall session today with questions about the future of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. The committee today will question officials with the museum. Its fundraising foundation wants state tourism money to help pay off $9 million owed on a decades-old loan used to buy Lincoln artifacts, but questions about the authenticity of a stovepipe hat purportedly belonging to Lincoln have created negative publicity. The fall session, scheduled to consider legislation vetoed by the governor, runs through Thursday and again November 27th through the 29th. Lawmakers might take up vetoes of legislation setting the minimum public school teacher salary at $40,000. They'll also look at barring tobacco sales to those under 21 and raising the limit on awards from the Court of Claims from $100,000 to $2 million. Up next, we'll look at last night's Monday night football action, and we'll take a check of your WSOY three-day weather forecast. News time is 6:04.
Los latinos tenemos un chance más alto de contraer enfermedades cardiovasculares porque somos más propensos a la obesidad, a padecer diabetes y a tener la presión alta. Por eso, en Kaiser Permanente hemos creado protocolos de salud muy simples de seguir que, por ejemplo, han logrado reducir de manera importante las enfermedades cardiovasculares entre miles de nuestros miembros. Para saber más, visita cape.org/vivabien. Kaiser Permanente. Viva bien.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 AM, plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
I want a good, clean fight. When I tell you to break, I want you to step back out my command and break.
Black Friday shopping has become hand-to-hand combat and waiting in long lines. This year, flip the script with a Super Tuesday Steal a Christmas Deal Auction. Tuesday, November 20th, 3 hours only, 6 to 9 a.m. on Buyers & Company. No long lines, no hassle. Get incredible deals from local businesses. The Super Tuesday Steal a Christmas Deal Auction. Tuesday, November 20th, 6 to 9 a.m. Exclusively on News Talk 1340 WSO. Why?
That WSOY three-day weather forecast calls for a partly sunny day today. Still cold with a high of only 30 degrees. Clear tonight, 16 the overnight low. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 36. Thursday, could see some rain mixing with some snow. Cloudy skies with a high of 37 degrees. 23 right now at the studios in downtown Decatur. In sports, the New York Giants snapped a five-game losing streak with a Monday night win, beating the San Francisco 49ers 27-23. Both teams now have just two wins for the season. Eli Manning threw a three-yard touchdown pass to Sterling Shepard with 53 seconds left. The Bears, meanwhile, are expressing support for Cody Parker after he missed two extra points and two field goal attempts in a 34-22 win over Detroit Sunday. Coach Matt Nagy says the team is discussing the possibility of having Parkey practice at Soldier Field sometimes. Your next news is coming your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, November 13th edition of Buyers & Company. We're live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. We will memorialize the great Stan Lee and our record cold temperatures on the way. Company starts now.
Buyers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and howdy do, and welcome. Not too bad a start today after a little more snow than I think we were expecting. Is that fair to say? I mean, I know we didn't get a lot as far as accumulation goes, but
no accumulation, less than a half inch possible. I guess you can call that a half inch.
I mean, I don't know. It's the ground is covered.
Yeah.
You know, the lawns are covered. We have plants that are still living on our back patio that were covered with snow. They look like Christmas trees, which I thought was a little odd. Usually by the time you get snow, those are dead.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of, well,
they're suggesting that maybe in just a couple of months we could have the coldest record, coldest temperatures ever. And we'll get to that in a little bit. But Stan Lee passed away, it was announced yesterday, at the age of 95. Can I throw this out there? Much to the chagrin of literary critics and people who are too snobby to enjoy comic books, has there been a single human being that has impacted popular culture more than Stan Lee?
I mean, there are some that make the list, but I don't know if any of them have done it more.
Who would make the list?
Like in pop culture?
I'm talking about length of career, mm-hmm. creation of characters, empire that exists today
yeah.
because of his imagination, along with Jack Kirby, creating all of these superhero tells. First, way too long were treated as children's material, and people didn't give it the respect that it deserved. Name me someone with as far-reaching an impact as Stan Lee.
I'm not sure I can.
No one.
Okay, right? Fair.
No.
I mean, that's
a fair statement.
Bob Kane and the guy who Bob Kane screwed, created Batman. You know, you have, I can't remember the two guys' names, Siegel and Schuster, I think, who created Superman. You know, those were one-off characters that certainly have had unbelievable, runs. But Stan Lee was responsible for creating most of the Marvel Universe, which now is with these Avengers movies. But I mean, he created the X-Men. I mean, he created think about all the Fantastic Four. Let me give you a little list of co-created fictional characters. Spider-Man, the Hulk, Doctor Strange, the Fantastic Four, Daredevil, Black Panther, the X-Men, Ant-Man, Iron Man, Thor. I mean, just those characters right there, which is just scratching the surface of the Stan Lee library, just think of what that has meant in the hundreds of millions of dollars at the box office over the last 10 years. Not to mention thrilling kids and giving great comic reads for 60 years. Name somebody that has had the cultural impact more than Stan Lee. I mean, who else would even be on the list? You said there were people that would make the list.
Just from cultural impact, I mean, I think of like Hugh Hefner.
The Beatles?
But I don't know, in like you said, characters.
I don't think Hugh Hefner even comes close.
And the Beatles, from a longevity sake.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
they didn't win that game.
They did a lot of music in the short time that they were together, mm-hmm. and it impacted generations right. of people who were inspired by them.
And still does.
Yeah, but their work isn't still being, mm-hmm. it's not opening at the box office for a couple of $100 million.
Right. You're getting re-releases of previously done material.
Right. He was inducted in the comic book industry's Will Eisner Award Hall of Fame in 1994. What took so long? The Jack Kirby Hall of Fame in 1995 and received a National Medal of Arts in 2008. He retired from Marvel, but remained a public figurehead for the company and frequently made cameo appearances in movies based on Marvel characters. That was always the joke. Where will Stan Lee show mm-hmm. up? And it was really, quite honestly, a little silly.
Always a little on the hokey side.
Yes.
Yeah,
and Stan Lee was hokey. I think that's fair to say. But think about the creations. Think about if we lived in a world where there was no Spider-Man, where there was no Hulk, where there was no X-Men or Iron Man or Daredevil or Black Panther. Think about that. I mean, just think about what the world would be like without all of that. I didn't realize that Stan Lee was 95. Did you realize he was that
old? To be honest, no, I didn't realize he was advanced to that age either, to tell you the truth.
Stanley Martin Lieber was his full name, and he was born on December 28, 1922, in Manhattan, in the apartment of his Romanian-born Jewish immigrant parents. His father trained as a dress cutter, worked only sporadically after the Great Depression. The family moved further uptown to Fort Washington Avenue. Lee attended DeWitt Clinton High School in the Bronx. In his youth, Lee enjoyed writing and entertained dreams of one day writing the great American novel. He said that in his youth, he worked such part-time jobs as writing obituaries for news service and press releases for the National Tuberculosis Center, delivering sandwiches for the Jack May Pharmacy to offices in Rockefeller Center, working as an office boy for a trouser manufacturer, and then ushering at the Rivoli Theater on Broadway. selling subscriptions to the New York Herald Tribune newspaper. I mean, this is a guy who was working as, I mean, busting it as a teenage kid. And he had the help of his uncle, a gentleman by the name of Robbie Solomon. He became an assistant in 1939 at the new Timely Comics division of Pulp Magazine and comic book publisher Martin Goodman's company. Timely, by the 1960s, would evolve into Marvel Comics. And he teamed up eventually with Jack Kirby and graduated from writing filler to actual comics with a backup feature. Lee's first superhero co-creation was the Destroyer in Mystic Comics number 6. Other characters he co-created during this period, fans and historians call the Golden Age of comic books, includes Jack Frost and Father Time. When Simon and his creative partner Lee or Jack Kirby left late in 1941 following a dispute with Goodman, the 30-year-old publisher installed Lee, just under 19 years old, as the interim editor. The younger showed a knack for the business that led him to remake the comic book division's editor-in-chief as well as art director for much of that time until 1972 when he would succeed Goodman as publisher. And
wow.
Entered the United States Army in the early 1940s, served within the U.S. member of the Signal Corps. And this is a guy who lived a life.
Yeah, you think about it. Started at 19 and then ended up taking over as publisher.
First superheroes Lee and artist Jack Kirby created together were the Fantastic Four, based on a previous Kirby superhero team, Challengers of the Unknown. The team's immediate popularity led Lee and Marvel's illustrators to produce a cavalcade of new titles. Along with Kirby, Lee co-created the Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, and the X-Men. He worked with Bill Everett to create Daredevil and Steve Ditko to do Doctor Strange. I mean, these are the names that are in like the pantheon of like comic book lore and history. And then Marvel's most successful character, I mean, it would have to be Spider-Man, right?
Yes.
You think about just all of the incarnations of Spider-Man. And why was it so popular? Because he was a teenager.
Right.
And teenagers and young kids reading comics completely.
And he was goofy and awkward, not the popular guy.
Right. Yeah. But that's what was relatable to young kids who were reading it. Lee and Kirby gathered several of their newly created characters together into the team title The Avengers, would revive characters from the 1940s, such as Submariner and Captain America. And it was pretty amazing when you think about it, his 95 years on this earth. Silver Surfer, every single major Marvel character of the sort of staple of the Marvel universe created by Jack Kirby.
Right.
Now, I don't know, maybe now that he's dead, we'll find out, like, Bob Kane, there were other people involved. Remember, like, Bob Kane basically stole Batman from someone, and I found that out watching a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
What a life. 95 years old. And I...
Godspeed.
People think about the movies, clearly, because of the last 10 years. When did all of that really start? Because they had the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man that was... Well, you say, those were huge, successful movies, and you say that only in context of now looking back. At the time, those were gigantic movies. And the X-Men, which somehow Marvel sold, I mean, Marvel still owns the X-Men, but they don't have the film rights. That's why the Avengers universe and the X-Men universe is, like, separate and completely separate. So the X-Men, really, sort of the first, and then Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then along comes Robert Downey Jr., as Tony Stark in the wildly popular first Iron Man, which really that Iron Man movie rolled out what we have today.
Without a doubt.
I mean, right? Is that the timeline?
That was the one, yeah.
I mean, you can go... I would think that's probably exactly correct. Because I think the Spider-Man, like you said, was kind of a...
Well, there were three. I think it was a trilogy. There were three of those movies that were very big and made hundreds of millions of dollars. But they didn't roll into these other franchises and create the Avengers. That was sort of the Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Because then after Iron Man, right, we had Captain America. You had Thor. You had the Hulk. You know, had the Avengers. And there were a couple of Hulk movies.
There were. And I think those were kind of like the one-off. They were not meant to be part of a larger franchise. And then they kind of moved into
that. Well, I don't think that anybody had a plan for a franchise back then. Who played the Hulk in the two movies? Was it Edward Norton?
I think it was. I'm seeing someone else's face, though.
No, that Eric Bana or whatever his name is, the guy that was around for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you remember him?
Yes. Was it him? So were there three?
That was the Ang Lee movie, and that had Jennifer Connelly and Sam Elliott.
Yes.
And Sam Elliott was Thunderbolt Ross, the general, and Nick Nolte was Bruce's father. You remember that? Because he sort of looked 3G, even though it was just really him.
It was back in 2003. That's why we probably don't remember.
Who played the Hulk in that? Was that Eric Bana?
Eric Bana. Bana, whatever his name is. And then the other one was Edward Norton. Am I wrong?
I think that's correct.
And it was like they finally kind of got the Hulk CGI was not as good as the Hulk in the Avengers.
Yeah, not at all.
Or the Thor movie, which, by the way, that last Thor movie.
It was. You're right.
Is a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Ragnarok or whatever it is.
Ragnarok, yeah.
That's
yeah.
A horrible name for a movie.
It's a good movie,
though.
It's
a good flick, though.
It was directed by a guy from New Zealand, and everybody's telling me, or at least what I've read, is that it has a New Zealand sense of humor, and it makes me want to go to New Zealand, because I don't know what a New Zealand sense of humor is.
Uh-uh.
But if it's that movie, I think I would like it. So it was Edward Norton who played the
Edward
other
Norton, yeah. Mark Ruffalo, of course, is the current Hulk.
And let us not forget Lou Ferrigno, by the way, who had a birthday the other day. I saw him on the list. Lou Ferrigno must have not. He always sort of seemed old, like he looked old even when he wasn't old. Like,
right?
Right. And he played the Hulk in the original TV series.
Mm-hmm.
Who else has played?
Bill Bixby.
Bill Bixby, yes.
What's Dr. David Banner?
David, because they changed his name from David, from Bruce to David, because they thought Bruce was too homosexual.
Right. No joke.
That was your network TV in the 1970s.
Aren't there a lot of Bruces?
No joke.
Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Right.
But that is exactly why CBS
changed it.
I mean, right. But you're now taking like modern day sensibilities to 1970s executive level decisions.
Right.
Which, you know,
we just thought it was really cool to catch the Hulk on Saturday night or whatever night it was on.
I couldn't even tell you, but we watched it.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Because there's a Lou Ferrigno with a bunch of green body
green makeup.
Paint.
He always waited for David to get banned. The guy has changed.
You won't like me.
And his clothing somehow always tore in the same spot.
Mm-hmm. It's magic.
Yeah, his pants always covered everything.
Yeah.
It was a strategic spurt. Okay, so we figured this out then. So Eric Bana played the Hulk. Lou Ferrigno played the Hulk. Edward Norton played the Hulk. And Mark Ruffalo is the Hulk in the modern day movies, right?
Yes.
And he's very good at that as well.
I think he's great.
He's a communist, but very good on screen.
Very much.
As the Hulk. He was also very good in that movie about the Boston newspaper and the Catholic Church.
Spotlight.
Yes, he was really good in that. All right, so you have the Hulk. Think about that. We just named a television series in the 1970s, and there was a bad Spider-Man series as well. That was terrible.
In the 70s?
It was a movie, maybe. Or was it a series? Do you remember? Because he had the white belt and the white wrist things.
Ugh.
You don't have any idea?
70s.
Huh?
I'm not recalling it. See what else you can find, maybe.
There was a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man made appearances on, was it Electric Company?
Oh, probably.
And there was a Spider-Man 70s TV show.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
It was on for 2 years from 1977. This is what we had to
deal
with.
There was a 77 film.
Yeah. This is what we had to deal with as kids. There's so many times I wanted to tell the 14-year-old, you're so damn spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
We had to have Spider-Man with a white belt.
Yeah, that was terrible. That may have been the movie, not the series.
That was... the cover of the movie doesn't look like he has that kind of uniforms, but...
In the series, I remember the belt was like metal or something like that. And then in the movie, it was like white. Look at the pictures at the time.
Yeah, it was like.
And the web is like rope. Literally like something you would hang, you know, clothing on to dry in your backyard.
It was like a utility belt of little.
Yeah.
Like they just took a bunch of 9-volt batteries, spray painted them silver, and.
That's probably what they did. That's probably exactly what they did. And his eyes were black. It was just terrible. And that's what we had to work with. And I think that was the very first Marvel TV series, if I'm not mistaken. And then the Hulk came a little bit later. And the Hulk was actually, I thought, fairly popular. But you had Bill Bixby, mm-hmm. who was off of the popularity of Courtship of Eddie's Father. What else did Bill Bixby do? He always kind of felt like he knew. Bill Bixby was in an Elvis movie, I think, one of the racing car movies.
Yeah, I don't remember all the other things.
Didn't he die pretty young?
I thought he did,
Like cancer or something?
That sounds right.
But wasn't he a very, he was like a Tom Hanks kind of guy. Like you didn't really know anything about him, but you felt like you'd really like him. And so he portrayed David Banner. He died in 93. American actor, director, producer, and frequent game show panelist. His career spanned more than three decades. He was in My Favorite Martian?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Wow.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I'd forgot not that either. I love The Courtship of Betty's Father. Mm-hmm. But it will be the Hulk that he is always remembered for, right? There you have Bill Bixby, the Hulk. Stan Lee, at the age of 95. Just walk through. I mean, we're not even out of the 1970s, and we're talking about childhood memories mm-hmm. and things that we watched. It's now 2018, and this is a gazillion-dollar business. Marvel owns their own movie studios now. I mean, think about what all came out of that guy coming out of a little apartment in Manhattan, working his butt off to get into the comic book industry, and then just changes the face of modern culture and popular culture for decades. Dead at the age of 95. What a life. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Well, today we are expecting actually partly sunny skies with highs around 30 degrees. Tonight, clear. Lows around 16. For your Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 36. And Thursday, we have a chance of rain and snow before 3 p.m., then a chance of rain after that with highs near 37 degrees. It is 23 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Los latinos tenemos un chance más alto de contraer enfermedades cardiovasculares porque somos más propensos a la obesidad, a padecer diabetes y a tener la presión alta. Por eso en Kaiser Permanente hemos creado protocolos de salud muy simples de seguir que, por ejemplo, han logrado reducir de manera importante las enfermedades cardiovasculares entre miles de nuestros miembros. Para saber más, visita cape.org/vivabien. Kaiser Permanente. Viva bien.
If your dream house includes a 4-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
ADM Trucking is now hiring safe and professional drivers that are home daily.
I'm Bill Robinson. I work for ADM Trucking.
I like the camaraderie.
People are great to work for. Friendly environment. The benefits are real great. The pay's pretty good, too.
Oh, it's great being home every night, being on the local board. It's well worth it. ADM's a good fit for me.
Apply by calling 424-5686 or visit adm.com/careers. ADM is an equal opportunity employer for minorities, females, protected veterans, and individuals with a disability.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning. You know, that guy is still working that played Spider-Man in that TV series. And if you go through his IMDb page, I have not seen a single thing he has done since 1979. And what is crazy is he was in The Sound of Music.
Really?
Yes.
That goes way back.
1965, must have been one of the kids, right?
Friedrich? Yeah, must have been.
Was it Friedrich?
Friedrich? I don't remember.
I thought that was one of your favorite movies.
I don't remember all. There were like 20 of the kids.
All right. Well, I mean, think about that. Like one of the kids in The Sound of Music.
Nice. Didn't know that.
And I always wondered, like, how his hair fit in that Spidey, like, mask. Because he had big hair.
Yep.
Wouldn't be, you know, right, with big hair and a mask like that. I don't know. That's what we had for superhero entertainment when we were kids. You had the comic books, and then you had the what they would do is butcher it and put it on TV. Or make a really bad movie. There's a Fantastic Four movie that was filmed
yeah.
and never released.
Yeah, I also give you Wonder Woman, the TV series.
Yeah, but you had Linda Carter. That goes a long way.
It helps.
I mean, because you don't have to CGI cleavage.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that worked just fine.
But they could have did without the invisible plane.
The invisible jet, tough to make look. In 1970s, that's going to be a tough one to pull off.
Even we knew, like, yeah, that's cheesy.
I'm not even sure today they could pull it off. I'm not really even sure about the invisible jet and its whole purpose, but that's a whole DC question for later. We're celebrating the life of Stan Lee, dead at the age of 95. We got a lot to get to here today, including a new video from the WSOY MCA remix. We'll tell you all about it when we get back on the other side of the break. Jeff Daly, standing by with your news. Don't go anywhere.
WSOY News Time is 6:29. Illinois leaders turned out to honor former Decatur Mayor and City Councilman Michael Kerrigan, president of the Illinois AFL-CIO, with the World Peace Prize for Roving Ambassador for Peace. The prize was presented by Father Sean McManus, president of the Capitol Hill-based Irish National Caucus and chief judge of the World Peace Prize. President Kerrigan said he was deeply humbled and honored to receive the recognition from the World Peace Prize, a awarding council. The labor movement and its allies build peace through economic and social justice causes throughout the world. Leaders that turned out for the ceremony from the state of Illinois included U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, House Speaker Mike Madigan, Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza, and Congressman Dan Lipinski. Durbin said, praised the choice of Mr. Kerrigan for the World Peace Prize, acknowledging that without him, the labor movement in Illinois, he would not be a U.S. senator. More news after Fox at 6:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 13 more bodies, it's 42 now, have been found in the ashes of a wildfire in Northern California. Many more people are unaccounted for.
Two of my friends right now are missing, one from Magalia, one out of Paradise. And I'm hoping it ain't one of the body counts.
What's called the Camp Fire is the deadliest and most destructive in state history. Ballots in some Florida counties have already been recounted, but Fox's Phil Keating reports that in others, the process hasn't even started, and Thursday's the deadline.
Inside the Broward County Elections Department's Tabulation Center, workers are still sorting out the first pages from the ballots, which have the actual recount races on them. Broward will then run 800,000 ballots through a dozen tabulation machines. The Florida Senate race between Republican Governor Rick Scott and incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson, well, that has Scott leading by just 12,000 votes out of 8 million cast.
This is Fox News.
WSOY News Time, 6:31. Move more, sit less, and get kids active as young as age 3, say new federal guidelines that stress any amount and any type of exercise helps health. The advice is the first update since the government's physical activity guidelines came out a decade ago. Since then, the list of benefits of exercise has grown, and there's more evidence to back things that were of unknown value before, such as short, high-intense workouts and taking the stairs instead of an elevator. Doing something is better than doing nothing, and doing more is better than doing something, said Donald Lloyd Jones, a preventative medicine expert at Northwestern. Only 20% of Americans get enough exercise now, and the childhood obesity problem has prompted the push to aim younger to prevent poor health later in life. The New York Giants snapped a five-game losing streak last night. They beat the San Francisco 49ers 27-23. In the NBA, Harrison Barnes scored a season-high 23. Dallas Mavericks overcame a sluggish performance by prized rookie Luka Doncic to beat the Bulls 103-98 last night. Your next news is on the way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
What's it like to diagnose a patient with breast cancer?
Knowing that I've had a family member who's been diagnosed and who's been worked up for breast cancer, I can sort of understand feelings that they're dealing with.
DMH NewsLink host Michaela Hunt sits down with interventional radiologist Dr. Desi Dennis to give his perspective of what it's like to give life-changing news to a patient. Watch the video now at NowDecatur.com or on Now Decatur's Facebook page. DMH NewsLink with Now Decatur. Your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
Do you have shoulder, neck, back, or knee pain? 15 years ago, I discovered that intense vibration and cold could block pain from needles. I'm Dr. Amy Baxter, and now I've invented VibraCool, a reusable, portable pain reliever. All of our models cost less than $100. We're the industry leaders in localized pain relief. Try VibraCool with Cool Pulse technology by going to VibraCool.com and enter the code RADIO and get 10% off. Just enter the code RADIO at checkout.
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Going to have partly sunny skies today, then gradually becoming sunny. with highs near 30 degrees. And for tonight, clear skies, lows around 16 degrees. Wednesday, expecting sunny skies once again, highs around 36 degrees. Thursday, we do have a chance of rain, maybe even a little bit of snow before 3 p.m., then turning to a chance of rain between 3 and 4, and then we could see some more snow after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy skies and highs near 37 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 23 degrees.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday, the 13th of November, remembering Stan Lee, dead at the age of 95. You know, I was such a huge comic fan when I was a kid, right? And even to my adult years. And I really feel like comics were treated by Hollywood, by the major movie studios, by the networks, as being sort of a kid's thing, right?
Yeah.
And they never really gave it the respect. I mean, the reason it's making hundreds of billions of dollars now is they treat the property with respect. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and the fans that grew up with it. This is the thing about comic book fans. I mean, if you grow up with comic books as a kid, a lot of times you're still a fan as you grow older.
Because they're not written just for
kids. No, they're not. And then if they're taking it seriously, as an adult, you can then appreciate what you remember as a child. Like, this is serious stuff.
I mean, think about the crap that they put out of Hollywood on a regular basis.
Ugh.
And tell me that anything in the Avenger series,
yeah,
or Thor or Hulk or Captain America or the Batman trilogy that Christopher Nolan did. Tell me anything that's better than that. I mean, isn't it better than about 80% of what Hollywood puts out? You're going to get entertained.
Yeah.
You're going to get your 2 hours worth. And you think about that, and the vast amount of those characters would not exist if not for Stan Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's impact is unbelievable. But what's crazy is we started talking about the Spider-Man TV show, which was really bad. The Incredible Hulk, which was better. But you forget about all... I printed out pages and pages of television shows based on comic book characters. And I think there's now stuff that you don't even know was based on a comic book that comes out because the comic book was either obscure or you didn't know it. I think the Jean-Claude Van Damme film Time Cop is based on a comic book.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
The Adventures of Superman. Do you remember watching this when you were a kid, like in black and white? It was on for six seasons from 1952 to 1958, but it was in syndication when we were kids.
Yep.
Batman with the great Adam West and his distended belly.
Oh, walking up slowly and then turning the camera sideways.
Do you remember the
Cesar Romero
Shazam?
Oh, yeah.
1974 to 1976. How about this one? Do you remember The Secrets of Isis?
Vaguely.
75 to 76. It was a Saturday morning CBS show.
Wow.
Wasn't Isis like a female?
Yeah. Like an Egyptian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can still remember that. Wonder Woman, as you mentioned earlier, 76 to 79. I don't remember Superboy. It was on from 1988 to 1992. Four seasons.
No.
Swamp Thing on USA Network.
I remember Swamp Thing, yeah.
Do you remember The Flash? Not this Flash that's running now, but the original Flash, because the original Flash TV series plays Flash's dad in this new series.
No.
That's part of the Arrow universe on the WB.
That's right.
Human Target, Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, Smallville.
Loved Lois and Clark, by the way.
I remember both of those, yeah.
Birds of Prey, Human Target again, came back for a year. Constantine. You know, the Constantine character is a comic book,
yeah,
right?
I mean, I did know that.
Keanu Reeves played in the movie, and
it was
then they
a
had
a movie.
Television series. Powerless. And then, of course, Arrow, which I love Arrow. I just got done wrapping up season 6 and starting season 7. It is everything I would have killed for as a kid to have that on TV to watch. Do you watch it at all?
No.
Flash?
Never have watched it.
You watch The Flash?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. You're missing a whole universe.
You are missing good stuff they're putting out now.
I haven't watched Supergirl and The Legends of Tomorrow. I really haven't watched. But there's four of those shows that are part of the CWB, whatever that is, that are really good.
Cool.
The Flash is great. The kid from Glee who played like the real D-bag from the other all-male school.
Male boy school.
Yeah, he's great at Flash.
And they really build to these unbelievable conclusions, like in, over a season.
Mm-hmm.
Really? They're really good at it, yeah.
Okay. I'll have to start investigating because I'm not familiar, yeah.
Yeah. So Arrow, The Flash, Gotham. We watched Gotham for a while.
We did, and
then we just
really
sort of
liked it.
Didn't.
They had a great Penguin, like reimagining Penguin.
Yes, they did. Supergirl, DC's Legends of Tomorrow, Black Lightning. I watched that.
Did you?
Yeah. I think it's in its second season. I watched the first season. Krypton. They've got Titans coming. They've got Doom Patrol coming. They've got Swamp Thing coming back. HBO's working on a Watchmen thing that I've heard about, and I'm not sure exactly what that is. There's a new Batwoman who's showing up evidently in the Arrow series this year and is going to have her own series, and she's like first openly gay character or whatever. Those are just TV series from DC Comics. You start looking at Marvel Comics, and you start looking at the movies, and you start looking at when they started treating it seriously. Think about, I mean, how much do you think it, like, how many shows are on right now that are comic books?
Oh,
I mean, TV shows and movies.
Well, I mean, we spent how much time yesterday talking about The Walking Dead, also
a comic
from
book.
A comic book.
Yes. Because then you get into the other, outside of the DC Marvel world.
Into, like, just other graphic novels.
Yeah, but
frankly,
most of those people started in the DC Marvel world and then went on to form Image Comics or whatever it might be, Dark Horse or some of the others. That's exactly right. So if you look at the films, and who would forget Super Friends? Do we count Super Friends?
That's such a bad name. Just so bad.
That was Hanna-Barbera. You know, they did everything on like the Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Who were the Wonder Twins? You know, it was like I was so annoyed as a kid. Because, like, how did these lame people get in with Batman and Superman, Aquaman, Wonder Twins?
The Wonder Twins.
They're stupid purple.
Yeah. I was like, how in the world? I mean, I get mad at a cartoon.
I never understood. What were those things? They had the fins, like, on their the cuffs that had the fins. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Like Batman.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
So what was it? The Wonder Twins?
Yeah, they had.
What did they do to Wonder Twins?
Power activate. Something like that.
Basically,
yeah.
They fist bumped and it was just dumb.
That's what they did to comic books when I was a kid.
What were their names?
I don't even know, and I think it will just
like
make
Zahn
me mad.
And
let's go down that rabbit hole.
Jana or
something. Yeah, please not.
We just want to forget them.
Zahna, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. All right, television series based on Marvel Comics. Okay, so this would have been Stan Lee and his value, right? Spidey Super Stories from 74 to 77. That was the 29 segments on season 4 through 6 of Electric Company. That was part of PBS. And that is why you watched Electric Company, because Spidey might make an appearance.
Right. That's exactly right.
The Amazing Spider-Man was on for 13 episodes for TNTV. The Incredible Hulk came next. That ran 83 episodes and 3 reunion television films. And if you remember, there was a Hulk movie with Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno that was the original Daredevil showed up. It was a horrible, horrible, horribly cast. I can still see this guy. In 1978, 1979, there were 41 episodes in a film about Spider-Man that ran in Japan only. 2001 to 2004, syndicated Mutant X, Blade the series, Agent Carter, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, The Defenders, The Inhumans, that was terrible, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Daredevil.
That was good.
I love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Legion. The Gifted is a good show, too. That's basically the New Mutants. They can't call them mutants because of the...
Their laws.
Yes.
The
Punisher, Runaways, Cloak and Dagger, New Warriors, and then there's a bunch of them coming. That's just the TV series based on all the Stan Lee characters. And you get into the films, and it's absolutely amazing. Just amazing. Rest in peace, Mr. Lee. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
It's never too early to begin dental visits for your child. At Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, they start caring for their patients as soon as 1 year of age or when the first tooth emerges. This ensures a lifetime of good dental habits and healthy mouths for their patients. Dr. Brett and his team provide the latest and most innovative treatments in children's dentistry. Their practice has been a part of this community for over 50 years. Call today and make an appointment to meet Dr. Brett and his team or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
Does business take you to St. Louis? Let Cape Air take you there instead with fast, hassle-free flights between Decatur and St. Louis Lambert International Airport, starting at just $29 each way. Day trips are even more affordable with free parking in Decatur. Streamlined security lets you connect to anywhere in the world with ease. We've just added more flights. Book yours today at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR.
Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Bring your next meeting, wedding, party, expo, concert, or family reunion to downtown Decatur at the Decatur Civic Center. The Decatur Civic Center has meeting rooms that seat up to 50 people each or a combined room for up to 100 people. Meeting rooms are equipped with Wi-Fi and sound systems with no setup fees. Ample parking is available on site. Contact the Decatur Civic Center at DecaturCivicCenter.org for more information today and follow them on Facebook. If you have an event, they can host it.
Whether you need insurance to protect your business or your family's financial future, we believe that your needs are best served by local neighbors. J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, your local motorist insurance agency, is here for you. We know the area you live in and will take the time to get to know your specific needs. Contact J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds today to find out how you can benefit from working with a local agency. Or call 877-3344. 877-3344.
The St. Teresa Bulldogs are set up for the showdown of showdowns against the Maroa Forsyth Trojans, with the winner going to the state championship. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Surfowski. Seth Greenwell joins me this Saturday from Bame Davis and Munfield for this epic battle of the unbeatens. A special tailgate show from the kennel comes from 11:30 to 12:30, and then Dominic Smith kicks off the Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show at 12:30 with kickoff at 1 o'clock. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY and streaming online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
One, two, three, four.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here live on a Tuesday. By the way, that Incredible Hulk movie, the three movies they made for television as standalones outside of the series, was called The Trial of the Incredible Hulk. And Daredevil made his first appearance, played by Rex Smith. Do you remember Rex Smith?
I have no recollection of this whatsoever.
Of the movie?
Yeah.
It was a 1989 made-for-television superhero film. And the series went off the air in 82. And then sometime between that span of 82 and 89, they made three sort of like TV movies about the Incredible Hulk.
Wow, I really don't remember this.
Really?
Really.
Yeah.
Between 89 and what year?
The show went off the air in 82. The TV series was on from 1978 to 1982. We were talking about Stan Lee today and got us off on this whole superheroes and entertainment tangent. And then in 1989, I think it was the third of the three films, The Trial of the Incredible Hulk. And Rex Smith played Matt Murdock. They were going to try to spin this off into a Daredevil series, but the character was so bad it never went anywhere.
Nice.
And John Rhys Davies, who was famous for what?
Oh.
His role in Indiana Jones and some of the others, played the Kingpin. and or Wilson Fisk, and it was really bad, really bad. Rex Smith was a guy who was a singer, and as a young kid, he was in a TV movie, and he had that song "Take My Breath Away." Do you remember that song?
Oh, gosh, yes.
It was like a teen sensation.
Uh-huh.
It was like on Tiger Beat, you know, magazine and all of that.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God.
Not a good Daredevil.
No, not a good Daredevil at all.
No. So I was going back through the list of Marvel movies. We were trying to figure out when did this juggernaut start? Because if you go back, in 1944, they made a serial, 15-chapter serial film about Captain America. They would have shown in the movie theaters ahead of a movie. Can you tell me the very first Marvel film after that? And I'll bet you you cannot name it. I'll bet you I could do this. I could walk around town all day today and ask this question and not get the right answer.
Could not even begin to tell you what it was.
Howard the Duck.
You're kidding.
1986.
That was the first
theatrical
one?
Movie based on a Marvel character out of the Marvel Universe.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
And how, what a terrible movie.
Yes, it was. It was a big, huge flop. And Howard the Duck was an interesting choice because that was a very esoteric comic.
I was going to say, that's very weird.
Yeah. Then came a 1989 direct-to-video edition of The Punisher. Then they gave another shot to Captain America in 1990. It was pretty bad. In 94, they did a movie, as I said, the Fantastic Four, which has never been released.
That's crazy.
Now, the first big hit for them, and this is also very obscure, was not the movie itself, but the idea that the character would be popular, was Blade with Wesley Snipes in 1998.
Okay.
And then the X-Men come in 2000.
Right.
And then Blade 2. And then in 2002, they relaunched the Spider-Man, from the bad TV movies for the mm-hmm. first time. And then there's that bad Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
The first Hulk. Then another shot at the Punisher. Then Spider-Man 2. Then a third Blade movie. Elektra, which bombed. Fantastic Four, which didn't do very well. The X-Men, The Last Stand, Ghost Rider, Spider-Man 3, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. All of that up until 2007. These were sort of one-offs, and the Blade series did okay, but they weren't really, not what we have today.
Right.
And then in 2008 comes Iron Man.
Right. Which really, in my mind,
yeah,
kicks everything off.
Because then following in 2010, you had Iron Man 2, Thor, you had X-Men First Class. That was the one where they kind of rebooted everything with James McAvoy. And then you had Captain America, and then you went back to the Avengers, and then it's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Remarkable.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Civil War, Deadpool. Now it is it's the biggest thing in Hollywood. And there are some people that lament the fact that it's like, I hear Meryl Streep whine about there's too many comic book movies. You know what there are? Not enough Meryl Streep movies. What is it that, come on.
Right, right.
But now everybody's got to be in one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Douglas is in Ant-Man. Robert Redford, ladies and gentlemen, was in the Captain America movie, right? Mm-hmm. Was it Captain America or the Avengers? It was the Captain America movie.
Captain America, yeah.
Where he played the government official, the corrupt guy,
right.
William Hurt. All of these people have to sort of be. I love the fact that they are now
mm-hmm.
want to jump on the bandwagon.
And Snake Plissken was in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yes. And Snake Plissken should have been a comic book character, and they should have never made that Los Angeles movie.
No.
Just sullied the whole thing.
That was crash and burn.
Not good at all. Should have just kept it exactly as it was. All right, here is Jeff Daly with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Well, some clouds out there right now. Look for sun later this afternoon. Cold one still, though, with a high of only 30 degrees. Clear tonight, 16 the overnight low. Sunshine tomorrow, 36 your high. And then a cloudy day on Thursday with some rain mixing with snow and a high of 37 degrees. 24 right now at the studios in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time, 6:53.
Home ownership isn't just the American dream. It's one of the hallmarks of a growing, stable community. I'm Peggy Myers of Hickory Point Bank, and our mortgage lending services are just one example of our investment in Central Illinois. Whether you're an experienced home buyer or a first timer, whether you're upsizing or downsizing, we understand that every home is the home of your dreams, and we have the experience and expertise to help make it yours. Hickory Point Bank, invested, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
The Millikan Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 AM, plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Millikan University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Since 1955, Blaine's Farm and Fleet has earned the trust of farmers and Midwest families by offering great brands at honest prices. And now you can save even more with our Loyalty Rewards program. When you join, earn 1 point for every dollar you spend. That's 1% back. Save $50 on a heavy-duty sheeted bull bale feeder from Balin, on sale $339.99. Keep stalls looking their best with Guardian Premium Pine Shavings bedding. It's easy to sift, low in dust, and highly absorbent. A 2.8 cubic foot bag, just $4.49. And give your feathered friends a new home for the winter with a new chicken coop. They're now 20% off. Save on the brands you love. And now with Blaine's Loyalty Rewards program, earn points and save even more. Join Blaine's Rewards today and take advantage of member rewards pricing, special offers and savings, and member-only events. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We are back here on a, well, I guess it's starting to brighten up a little bit out there. That wind looks sort of chilly. When those dead plants just sort of shiver like that and you got some snow on the ground, and I'm seeing that we might have record cold temperatures on the way. Are you hearing any of this?
I've heard, yeah, I've heard record cold temperatures. I've heard way below normal, but I, who do you believe? I mean, we just
science?
Have science. Nah, please.
What?
I've heard everything. I've heard record cold from AccuWeather and the Weather Channel, and but until it arrives and until the weather patterns actually roll through, I guess we really won't know, will we?
Okay, they're saying when NASA says, I mean, I generally perk up and listen when something comes from NASA.
Yeah, I know.
They say that there is, that the sun is entering one of the deepest solar, I don't even know. It's M-I-N-I-M-A. What is a minima? Minima of the space age. And that there's these lack of sunspots that suggest that we could bring record cold.
Okay. Interesting.
That sunspots have been absent for most of 2018.
Hmm.
And Earth's upper atmosphere is responding. Data from a NASA satellite shows that the thermosphere is cooling and shrinking, literally decreasing the radius of the atmosphere. 10 times smaller than we see during more active phases of the solar cycle. Anyway, I don't understand all of this, but the record cold in a matter of months. If current trends continue, it could soon set a space age record for cold. We're not there quite yet, but it could happen in a matter of months. And I don't know what that will mean for us.
Cold, apparently. My mom
We've had like really two decent winters.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that a fair thing to say?
Oh, that's very fair. We've had two good ones. And I guess so. I mean, with the exception of some very short periods of cold,
mm-hmm.
you know. But Yeah, my mom has a friend who's a horticulturalist and said, yeah, we're in for a rough one.
And what? Why? How does a horticulturalist know this?
I wouldn't know. I guess just from the
Just
from the reaction of the plants that he's seen in their area and says, you know, because they've been below, she's out in Arizona, they've been below normal too. So, yeah, it's been kind of interesting to see how things have been progressing.
Okay.
So, I guess we wait and see.
I hope not. I hope not too. Do you remember the polar sort of whatever we had
polar vortex
3 years ago?
Yes.
And you just come in here, and it would take you like 45 minutes to get into your car outside.
Right.
It should be like ice, just sort of like an inch thick.
Because even the metal was just like, I'm not moving.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I got a documentary for you on Netflix. It's been remastered and issued. It's called Tricky Dick and the Man in Black, and it's all about Nixon and Johnny Cash's epic sort of meetup at the White House.
Oh, cool.
When ideals and politics clash, and Richard Nixon was trying to use Johnny Cash to get to sort of like, you know, middle-class America, and it's fascinating.
Okay.
Tricky Dick and the Man in Black on Netflix. If you're not into, like, superhero movies, you're not going to go on, like, a stand.